You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencer's Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. This is the IBGR Network, where we are broadcasting live on the episode number 18. Today, we're going to be talking about the unsexy podcast success factors. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, also a global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of about 14,000 podcasts.
My goodness gracious. And I'm Ben Gioia, three-time international best-selling author. My teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide thanks to leveraging my book. And these same kind of principles are part of what we're teaching in this journey together for 13 weeks, because we're here to help you, that's easy for me to say, get your business podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us, contact us. Well, that would be Donna and me, us at ibgr.info. And that brings us into today and this fabulous quote, Donna. I love this. I found this recently from Aisha Tyler, who is a broadcaster, actor, and so many more things. Success is not the absence of failure. It's the persistence through failure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So welcome to the show.
Yes, that's what a great one, because we're talking about these podcast success factors, and it is really all about persistence, not always through failure, but it's just showing up. It's just getting into that rhythm. We called it a battle rhythm in the military. Mm. You're just building new muscles. And so, how you show up for yourself is how you're going to become a person worth listening to. If you don't schedule your show on your calendar, there's a good chance that you'll never get it done. It's that law of diminishing intent. We all have the best intent. We wake up and we say, yep, we're going to do it. But unless we hold ourselves accountable to it, unless we're persistent to it, do we actually do it?
Yep. Just like a book.
Right. And if you think about it, Ben, how can you promote your show if you don't even know when it's going to air? How do you expect people to follow you if you don't even know when you're going to show up for yourself? I mean, that might be the hard coaching moment. Am I being too hard on as a coach right now?
No. I you know my story, but I'll share it for the listeners who haven't caught it real quick, right? Knowing when something will air, right? I made a promise to show up to a speaking event with books that I hadn't written yet.
No pressure there.
I was speaking at Stanford in 2016 and I promised books. And so I wrote those books, that book in less than 3 weeks, got it produced in less than 3 weeks and showed up and made it happen. So, insider secret, right? Schedule something, put it on the calendar, tell people you're going to do it. And then by gum, you're going to get it done.
Yeah, because you don't want to show up. I don't think anybody wants to show up and be that one that people are like, well, where is it? Why don't you have it? Because, well, I just didn't do it.
Yeah. Where's my book? You said you were going to autograph my book. Couldn't finish it.
Yeah. So this one's really all about accountability and persistence. You can have fun on a podcast, by the way. I hope you're having fun with us, because we sure are.
Yeah. I'm not having fun. No, I am.
Make time to prepare. That's what we're saying. Yeah. There's some things that you can keep in mind as you are making time and taking time to prepare your show. Why do you want to prepare your show? Because you want to be that person worth listening to. You want to be that person worth following. You want to be that person that somebody can set their timer to, their clock to, that they can put your show on their calendar to show up for it. You want to be that person. And so there's Parkinson's law, which says that the amount of time you give is the amount of time that you need for any particular thing. Look that one up. It's a really good one.
Yeah. And then, Donna, I just need to jump in on that one, because that is also, and listeners, something very important about that, right? Yes, the amount of time you give is the amount of time you need. And the more time you have the longer it will take to do things.
Yes.
This is a very important part of Parkinson's law.
That is so true.
This will fill up, right? So The sooner you do things to move things forward faster and get momentum on getting things done, right, you reduce Parkinson's law, or you make Parkinson's law work for you in a big way.
I'm so glad you said that, Ben, because I work with a lot of business owners who are just jumping into podcasting for the very first time, and they want to take all of this time in the beginning to get it right, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I want you to take time to get it right. Mm-hmm. But I try to close that window intentionally on them because of this Parkinson's law. And I think the longer we take to do it, it can also get scarier, and we can just make it harder for ourselves.
Yeah. Harder, more complex, you know, mm-hmm. more. Yeah. We just keep throwing more thoughts and brain into it. And we're not, we're throwing thoughts and brain at it, you know, rather than heart and action at it. Right. And yeah. The heart and the action.
Yeah. And so we want you to take action. We want you to take action all along the route. These four episodes are the most scariest of all of them. And so I want to put that out there one more time. If you want some direct support, if you want a listening ear, if you want a little drill sergeant, did they go do it now? Be happy to do that. You just have to go to ibgr.info, ibgr.info, and just book a time to talk. Book a time to talk. It's not that bad, I promise you, when you do that. Be sure to go to influencersformula.com and subscribe if you haven't, so you never miss an episode. All 52 of these episodes, gosh, I don't want to overwhelm. But there's 13 weeks, it ends up being 52 little steps that we're asking you to take along the way so that you do become that person worth listening to. Ben, you have some ideas on time management. We put management in quotes, don't we? Because you can't manage something you don't own, and nobody ever owns time. I wish I did sometimes.
Yeah, that would make a few things a little bit easier, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your secrets?
Yeah. I mean, no, not really a secret. I mean, I like to call it a secret to, you know, sound interesting and mysterious and compelling. Right. But it's really just about, it's actually two things. One is, don't underestimate the power of 15 minutes of work.
Yes.
Or activity. Right. I have all these things. Oh, I can't write my book. Do you have 15 minutes? Right. And the other part of that is to do deep work. Right. We may have talked about this before on this show, or I might have talked about this recently on my weekend, Donna. I can't remember right at this moment, right? But
talk about it now, Ben. Let it all out.
yeah. But the work of Cal Newport, he wrote a book called Deep Work, and he talked about things that, you know, all of us understand on some level or another. And I'm not minimizing the book; it's an amazing book. But just basically singular focused activity, you know, intentional within a discrete amount of space with a timer running, right, is super powerful, right? So that's why we talk about these 13-minute chunks, right, to get Parkinson's law out of your way,
yep.
Right, by committing and taking action, right, scheduling the show, committing and taking action by doing prep, committing and taking action by showing up and recording the show, right? The sooner you do it, the sooner, like, you have the momentum and the forward push of those successes.
Well, and I love that you talked about that 15 minutes. If you think about it, we're suggesting that you do four episodes every week, that you write them, that you record them, and that you release them in that little block of time, in that little mini series. That doesn't mean that you have to, if you're recording them, that doesn't mean you have to do that all at one time. You can do, here's a 15 minute block of time, go do one.
Yeah.
Here's a 15 minute block, go do one. And so it really takes the excuses away.
It does. And this works really well for exercise and self-care, by the way, everyone.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So what are we asking people to do, Ben?
We are asking people to step forth, or, you know, something grand. No, take action. Right? That's key to all of this, if you haven't noticed, right? So take 13 minutes and plan 3 to 6 sessions for your podcast, 13 minutes each, like put them on the calendar, follow the roadmap. When in doubt, episode 13 of this season, season 11, is the way to go for what to do, right? And if you haven't already scheduled your first show, do it. You got this. We love you. We believe in you, right? And you got to freaking do it. Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn. I can say that.
Basically know what the hell you're doing and then choose a way to engage with time and projects that will help you get it done. Keep it simple. Make use of tools. Schedule your time. What you need to schedule, commit and take action to scheduling your show. Commit and take action to your prep time. Commit and take action to showing up and recording your show or doing it live, however you're choosing to do it. But I think the key takeaway from this whole episode is twofold. Commit and take action. Commit and take action.
We need to invent a new word that describes commitment and action at once. I'm sure there's like a Japanese word or like an Eskimo word for that, you know?
Probably. Yeah. But in three areas, schedule your show. Schedule your prep time and then show up. No, you're not only showing up for yourself, you're really showing up for the people who are waiting to hear your voice. I've said that before, I think on here as we're wrapping this one up, Ben, that I was once told that there are people in the world who are not only waiting to hear my message, they're waiting to hear my voice.
Ooh.
It's only my voice that will resonate with them. And I believe that anybody that has this idea to podcast, there's people in the world, they're waiting to hear your voice. You are the voice that is going to make the difference in their life. And don't ever diminish that. Don't ever think less of yourself in any way to that they're already there and they're already waiting. And yeah. I guess maybe that's a good place to wrap up episode 18, the unsexy podcast success factors. This is business podcasting made easy on the IVGR network. I'm Donna Cundy here with Ben Gioia. Remember that you can reach us anytime at influencersformula.com. And we're going to come right back after a short break. We've got 2 more episodes coming for you in this 4-part series. So keep on a listening if you're listening live or to the recording. Don't stop. We'll be right back.
Don't stop. We'll be right back.